Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome to Live Blog Talk Radio, New Homeschool Part 2, with our special guest, Yvette Ayes. She is running a little behind. She's not here at the moment. So,
ready to pair.
In the meantime, I'll tell you a little bit about what us wonderful worldwide educators are doing here. Those who are young at heart and willing to see more and be more and become more aware, they are invited to the new group on the real side with us universal super beings. You, the real you, your real awareness, has a physical body and four bodies that are unseen, astral, causal, mental, and etheric. You have been taught that there are gods that created you, when in fact the so-called God idea was created by the reptilian alien tapliners who first invaded this planet. They created the devil and God ideas for people to worship and pray and become seduced to superstition for them, taplining human-eating Martians, to control people with their human farming. You can think whatever you want about life on this planet, but the reality is you are on a purposely poisoned prison planet with a design matrix grid all around it. You can learn to wake up with us and free yourself during this lifetime or stay lost here for more unconscious lifetimes of an even worse environment. You must earn your way out of cause and effect creation and the six psychic realms, the political, religious, and spiritual paths. Do not go too much past the astral realm. Even those with these paths are thinking they do. Everything you, the real you, will ever need to know starts with seeing the new you and your dream visions. We, as wonderful worldwide educators, will show you how to get your own answers and free yourself now. Decide to wake up for yourself. In the meantime, we're waiting for Yvette to get here to talk about her paper that she wrote about vaccines, because that's just naming one poison that exists here. And Yvette, are you here? She just sent me her phone number. Maybe she's having a hard time calling in. So,
why don't you go ahead and give her the guest call number? Because I see there's three other people on the line with us, Mary. Everyone should have their mics on. I've made it so everyone can speak. If everyone would like to introduce themselves, let everybody know who's on the line. That'd be cool.
Well, what's the guest number? Is that the 993509?
Yes.
Okay. You guys can ask questions now if you'd like, but just remember when we start talking, just to put on mute.
Hi, Mary. This is Kelsey and Henry are here. We're in Huntington Beach, California, and we're both of us here also with the wonderful Worldwide Educators and the New School Homeschool and also the Nations United Universal University. So we're excited to be here and listening to something that actually makes sense and how we can all make better choices and become more aware. Just like I heard Mary reading at the beginning something by Dwayne the Great Writer, and there's actually a lot of other levels and agreements that are affecting us here in our everyday life. And these agreements to some of these political and religious, even spiritual doctrines are contributing to the demise on this planet. So here's Mary and Sandy and the president of the New School Homeschool to share something real and wonderful with the children to wake up the world and focus on something wonderful that does make sense and is a benefit for everyone and a whole lot more fun. Thanks, everyone.
Yes, it seems that Yvette lives on another time zone. I think she's working on calling.
Well, that's all right.
Oh, no, here she comes. She's coming. Go ahead, Art. Sorry.
There is a website for the new homeschool. Anyone that's listening, it's actually very simple. It's new homeschool. That's nuhomeschool.club. You can listen to some of the real sad experiences that the children have been having and what makes sense here, a real education more than just a one-dimensional literalized education. If you guys want to go check that out, and the children's dream course as well.
Yeah, and we can talk about the children, because the children are speaking up with Duane and Eva. They created a real side for all children to come with no restrictions, like all the restrictions we all have here, and we don't like being restricted, and I know the children don't like being restricted, as they're very creative naturally. And he lets us know that him and Eva have started a new group on the real side, Life Is, for children of all ages. For the most part, the adult know-it-alls of this world are not listening and seeing what they are doing here. So Eva and I are inviting those who are young at heart and willing to see more and be more and become more aware. They are invited to the new group on the real side with us universal super beings. We are inviting children from all over creation who want to free themselves from all the restrictions in creation. We are sharing how to recognize the real universes of real freedom, where real aware children can have fun without being told what to do in real universes of real freedom. Anyone can have real fun and real freedom, but most people want to stay restricted on Earth. The Earth is a place in life, and the whole of life is so much bigger and better than anything in creation. We wonderful worldwide educators know more than most people do about creation and what is beyond limited creation. We know that children do not like being restricted, and they like having real adventures that their parents cannot see. We are the new experts about real adventures on the real side. Life is like no one else. Parents need to listen to their children and wake up. You can visit any one of us on the real side. I mean, I know Duane and Kelsey, they do a lot of surfing on the real side, and the kids like to join in on that. The real side is just, you know, it's your dreams, and we all have them, but it's actually very real, way realer than the creation that we're living in here, although we're all experiencing it.
Do we have our guest, the 909 number?
Yes.
I do believe so, yes.
Can you hear me okay?
Oh, hi, Yvette. Thank you.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Sorry about the confusion. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know, the whole world isn't on, you know, Western time. So, I just thank you so much for your patience and your kindness. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we're so happy to have you here. I'm glad that you could work that out. I'm sorry about the confusion.
Oh, yeah, So, yeah, I'm in California, and so I guess I didn't quite know exactly where you guys are, and I just want to thank you, before you answer that, I just want to thank you guys so much for what you do and the messages that you're spreading, and you're reaching people, and it's such a valuable time for that, so thank you for what you do.
Yeah, and you as well. Thank you for putting such a wonderful document together that explains, I mean, down to the history, because people forget their history, and we can all see our past lives. I mean, we've been a part of the times where we used to march through the streets and refuse them from poisoning our children, but somehow along the line we got caught up in so much fear that now we think we can't even live without being injected. And if we continue this process, I mean, we're going to be injected with over, you know, our children are going to be injected with over 200 kinds of toxins. And that's a lot about what you talk about in your article. And you have a daughter of your own? Yeah.
Yes, she's 9. And see, this is the thing. It's the memory is within our inside of our DNA, but we haven't quite accessed it, especially since we are being taught wrong in school. So in school, we're not being taught the correct history. And so you know, you have to kind of separate what you learn in school from the truth. And even with my daughter, I homeschool her. Sometimes the answers in her books isn't the answers that are the truth. So I teach her both. I say, well, in class, they, you know, or in the school system, they want you to answer it this way. You know, for instance, there was a question that was like, is, can you control the weather? And the answer is no for the books. But I use that as an opportunity to teach her about HAARP. And yes, we can control the weather, but school wants you to say no because they're trying to brainwash people into, I mean, I don't know. I shouldn't say they're trying to brainwash people. I should reword that. But whoever is in control of the curriculum is also control of big business. And so, you know, I don't know what their agenda is. I can only speculate, but it isn't quite the truth. I wasn't taught the truth in school. And I, even in my pre-med classes, I was not taught the truth. And I honestly think my teacher didn't know the truth, you know, because he was taught wrong. So that's why I wrote this paper, to show people like, hey, these are the archives, these are the documents, this is backed up. What they're teaching you in school about vaccines, they can't back up with documents and archives. And so that's concerning. And so I just look at true science and archives, and I put them together in this paper. So,
yeah. So let me just tell everyone a little bit more about you. You know, you're a single full-time mom. You went, you just finished pre-med school. You received your BA in the art of education and science and environmental health at Johnson College at the University of Redlands. You're going back to school to become a naturopathic doctor. And along your studying here, you started studying in your neurotoxins, which started 3 years ago. And then it triggered you to realize that they were in the vaccines?
Yeah, well, when I would, you know, I started studying neurotoxins 3 years ago, and while I was studying them, whenever I would read something about them, on the bottom, it would say also found in vaccines. And I was like, this is interesting. Why are these neurotoxins that I'm learning have an effect on our central nervous system and our neurons? Why are these toxic chemicals in vaccines? And I didn't know they were until I came across this. And so I said, what else is in vaccines? And that's when I started looking into it. And it opened up big Pandora's box, and I had no idea what I was getting myself into, and I'm so glad that I took that step, you know. I have over 1,000 hours studying them. I could tell you all about the ingredients in them. I can tell you all about the inserts, the history, the manufacturer, the bills that are passed, who's getting paid off for what.
Yeah, so with your experience, do you even think vaccines are necessary? Like, what are they doing to the kids? Like, what is happening when we have large amounts of neurotoxins injected into us at a very young age when we don't even really have the ability to rid of them?
It's really kind of a game of Russian roulette, you know, because all of our bodies are different. And so we don't know, you know, how our children are going to respond to these vaccines. And we're seeing a high increase of cancer, autoimmune diseases, and even deaths. I mean, in some of these inserts, the side effect literally says fatality, and that's the vitamin K shot. So that they give babies an hour after they're born. So if your baby, I mean, seizures are a side effect. So, you know, if your babies get seizures, well, that's a side effect. It's on the insert. And, you know, everything's listed on the insert, but we don't read them, and I don't even think the doctors read them. So
yeah,
they're hard to find.
And yeah, and if you are reading it, you'll notice on there that they're not even testing for, I mean, I know that was a huge topic for you and Joe about, you know, Section 13, where it's like they're telling you that we're not even testing them.
Yeah, there. So every insert for vaccines, which the inserts are made by the manufacturers that make the vaccines, so they know the most about them, right? So on Section 13, on every single insert, it says that these vaccines have not been tested for carcinogenic properties, mutagenic properties, and infertility. And that's what we're seeing. We have the highest infertility rate right now at 34%. And our cancer rate is still getting high, especially in children, which is just, like, absurd. And these autoimmune diseases from mutated cells not being able to communicate is huge right now. I mean, these are our epidemics right now. Our epidemics are cancer, autoimmune diseases, and infertility. And you could link all of those to Section 13. These vaccines haven't been tested for these things that they are causing. And I think they're not being tested for them because they would probably come out positive and they would lose billions of dollars. So, I mean, that alone, and especially vaccines shouldn't be mandatory when these tests haven't been done. And the ingredients in these vaccines are highly toxic. And it's funny too, because like if you look at polysorbate 80, which is one of the ingredients, you could, if you studied that neurotoxin, which I have, it has been linked to infertility. So, you know what I mean? It's just this, it's a lot, but I have it all in my paper and I'm just so thankful you're giving me the opportunity to share it.
Oh, yeah, I think everyone should read it. I mean, if we're going to mandate anything, we should mandate your paper to educate people. So,
oh,
you know.
I love that.
Yeah, really, though, I actually plan on using your paper to help educate, like, the school, you know, and not just that paper, but millions of papers. And you know, and then even throwing in there the millions of doctors who have stepped forward and are losing their license, or going throughout history and looking at people who have told the truth about what's going on here, and they're, like, killed, or their, you know, lives are taken away right from under their feet because it is the truth, and they would lose money. So in the end, the people that really care about our kids is the parents, and it's supposed to be the school system, but we all are, you know, lost in translation here because they're getting really good at brainwashing you through lack of education, through Wi-Fi radiation, through food, you know, like there's so many things. It's not just vaccines that's contributing to the children's sickness. It's the lack of people wanting to look at what's really happening and themselves.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, you know, our cell phones, you know, and somebody made a comment on, and I don't know if you've seen the interviews with Joe and the videos, but someone made a comment on there saying, oh, because I had mentioned cell phone radiation, and they said, oh, I don't trust people who talk about cell phone radiation but uses them, and it's all about mitigating. So my cell phone is never within 2 feet from me when I'm on it, and I have a meter that I measure it. So, and actually I could see even just a foot away that it's safe. It's way more safe, you know, than having it right on you. So having a meter kind of helps. And I'm so thankful that you're touching on all these topics, because it is the synergy of everything that is increasing our health, you know. And so, yeah, we need to look at all of that. And we love our devices, but make sure your cell phone isn't next to your baby's head at all, not even 2 feet, not even 3 feet, you know, because it opens up the blood-brain barrier of the baby. And so think about how many moms are on their phones holding their babies and then handing them straight to the doctor to get vaccinated. They have no idea their cell phones are opening their baby's blood-brain barrier, and those neurotoxins are going to more than likely, you know, enter their brain easier because that blood-brain barrier is open. So being educated in all of this is so important, and unfortunately they don't teach biophysics in school as much, like not even at the university I went to, and I don't know if it's done on purpose, but you know, we need to start educating each other. And so I'm so thankful that, you know, you've created a platform to educate people on this, so thank you again. and you're right, you mentioned the murders. These are our heroes, I think, the ones that step out no matter what. And I actually had a mutual friend murdered, Annie Fairbanks, in Scottsdale, Arizona. She was coming out about natural cures about cancer and talking about her concerns about vaccines. And she was a holistic doctor, and her whole family was murdered. And they said that her and her husband, they said that they killed the babies and then themselves. But we know that's not true. And that happened last November of 2017. And so, you know, and I know of a doctor, I know his family very well, actually, and he's passed now, but he was pulled out of bed with guns to his head from the FDA. So when people say they don't do that, I know for a fact they do that. And that's why this paper will probably be like the last paper I write on it. And I'm just giving it to people and say, do what you want with it, spread it around. But I was going to try to take it to Supreme Court and fight it, but the safety of me and my daughter is important. And
yeah.
And so I've decided to not pursue that and just let people do what they want with this paper. It's enough information to give people. And yeah, I mean, honestly, after I published this paper with Joe, my computer and messages were all hacked from an area called Planet Arizona, which is in Scottsdale, where my mutual friend was murdered. And it's from this company called Freeport McMoRan, and they were going through my messages, and it's a $34 billion company with the board members of Godfrey Rockefeller and Henry Kissinger. And I have no idea why this multi-billion dollar company wants to go through my messages, but it scared me and I couldn't sleep for nights. And that's when I thought, you know what, I'm not going to pursue it. Like, this is really scary that they could just come in your house and do that. So I like to tell people, you know, make sure I tell people I love life. You know, if anything ever happens, just know, like, I mean, I love life. I would never hurt myself or my daughters. So, yeah.
Which is why more people should start paying attention and writing it down. And it's also why we're here, because, I mean, this is a great place to be. And, of course, it's very important for all of us to be here in our physical body, because without it, we would just be on the other side, or, you know, whatever, what people would term as like heaven or something like that, and you still wouldn't know where you are. So that is what Dwayne has presented to us here, is recognizing that there's way more than this minute place in the world. And once you can move past your five bodies and live in your real awareness, fear won't, excuse me, my voice, let me just get a drink of water here. But actually, Kelsey, if you wanted to touch on that, you can.
Oh, no, you sound like you're doing just fine, Mary. I can't say something.
Yeah, no, I was just losing my voice. But, you know, that's why we're here, is because there's a lot, you know, we come from purity, we come from sincerity, and, like, we're all missing it. Like, everybody's walking around here, like, you know, we're just humans. And not only they're just walking around here like they're just humans, they're just like, oh, I'll just let somebody else take care of everything for me. And that's fine, and you can continue to do that, but that's just going to end you, you know, land you another spot back here, you know, trying to figure out what it is that you're really doing here, while there's a huge, you know, we live on a purposely poisoned planet. Like, this is, like, real, you know, life that people are manufacturing vaccines so they can kill our kids, or so that they can't function, because, you know, so they can live off of us, you know, so we can work for them. So, you know, I mean, it gets really heavy, but we don't have to live in that existence, and we don't have to stay here forever. And in order to do something like that, you know, you would definitely want to read some of the books that Dwayne is writing, like the new books. And with your children, you want to start singing the new sound. It's the Sound Light Reality. And it's like, it's handed to us. It's like the most precious gift we can have, to pay attention to the real side, because you'll be able to, you know, everything shows up. You can see, you know, what the kids really want, because sometimes they don't, you know, aren't able to tell us what it is that they want. But on the real side, you can take adventures with them. Like, you can go surfing with them. They can take you to the jungle and show you around.
Figure out how to make this work.
I'm sorry.
It doesn't work
great.
Oh.
Whoever's not on mute, we can hear you. But the new sound is a new you. And there's a recording that Eva has. You're not on mute.
That's Tim.
Okay.
Tim, can you mute?
And Eva sings the song, and it's very pretty. It's about 23 minutes long. And what you'll notice is, like, you don't have to take my word for it. You can practice it yourself with your daughter or your children. And you'll see, like your dreamscapes will open up. You want to look at it in, like, an objective view for yourself, because we get, like, very personal or emotional over things. And it can tell you, you know, sometimes, you know, maybe what to be careful about, or what to go, people in your life, you know, like, what's really showing up. You know, what are they really like? Like, so, I don't know, you can ask about President Trump if you wanted to, and see what he's really doing here. You know, see what he's really a part of. Those kinds of things. And more. I mean, you can start to see your five bodies and recognize that your real awareness is what created you here. So, I mean, there's definitely a lot more to learn than what's being taught in the school, and there's definitely a lot more to live than, you know, the purposely you know, poison prison planet that we live on. I mean, this is a very small existence, and we're all here like trapped souls, you know, getting more trapped. And again, we can come back and we can do it all over again, but it's just going to get worse here. If we look at it now and people don't believe it, I mean, there's warning signs like your paper and you name it, you know, Dr. Tenpenny and Suzanne Humphreys. I mean, they're just two, but many, many doctors and healers and people are all stepping up telling everyone the same thing. You know, so it's fine if you don't want to believe it and you don't have to, but we also don't have to agree. And you can, you know, sing the new sound, read some new books. We have Skype sessions, and the kids, they're meeting up on the real side. They don't want to be here. They don't want to be injected. They don't want to. We're lucky that they're here. We are very lucky that children even still come here. So, yeah.
That was amazing. You know, thank you so much for saying all of those things. I'm learning so much just listening to you talk, and I'm just like, you know, I want to write everything down and get all that information that you're talking about, all the music. I mean, it's beautiful what you're saying, and it's I want to do that with my daughter, you know, and seeing that, and like when you speak, it resonates with me. You know, it's like, yes, it's like giving me memories of, oh yes, this is why we're here, this is what's going on. And so you worded that very perfectly.
Yeah, it's just important that you face yourself, and that's what's going on. I mean, you're looking at a lot of things, and obviously you've done a lot of work on yourself to even get to where you are, or you would be just as blind as the teachers that we have in school or the people chasing after money. I mean, it doesn't even sound like to me that, you know, yeah, we all have to survive here, you know, like we all live here, like, and there's a system in play. So, you know, unless we want to be homeless and not have a life, we have to participate in some way. And that's what we're learning to do, is we're learning to make sense of what is here, because really nothing makes sense. You know, at the end of the day, nothing makes sense.
Right, yeah.
And that, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm
listening. I mean, I was just, you know, I thought I was going to be, you know, just talking about my paper. I'm learning so much, you know, just listening, because, you know, I feel like you're helping spread awareness in all areas, dimensional. It's like a multidimensional lesson here that you're giving us all. And so thank you. You know, I feel like this dimension is coveted, right? And so it is special to be here. And I just want everybody to live and love and be happy and, you know, eat off the land and just love each other. And I mean, I know it sounds all hippie, but I mean, it's true.
No, like, but that really makes sense. We used to live off the land, but guess who decided we're not allowed to? The controllers of the world that are going to purposely poison us. I mean, even the indigenous people that still live here, they are forced to live in houses. Like, we're not allowed to live off the land here, and it's not going to get any better here. I mean, it's wonderful to have the information and to have people who are still working on it, like yourself. Like, we need more people to start recognizing what's going on, because it's happening whether we like it or not. Whether you're paying attention, whether you believe or not, it's happening. And most people do live in fear, but you don't have to do that either, you know? You really don't.
No, that's just as bad, you know, to live in fear. And some people don't want to know because they're afraid of it. And to me, it's like, I want to know so that I can mitigate. I want to know that, you know, microwave radiation is coming off of my cell phone and, you know, it's just
my microwave.
Yeah. I want to know.
My smart meter
that
they didn't even ask for to put on my house, but they just did it.
Oh no, and this 5G, I was just in a Verizon store talking to them about 5G, and one of the workers actually looks up what I'm saying, and he's like telling the other dudes there that work there, he's like, she's right, 5G's frequency is bad for ourselves. And all the other workers were like, and I'm like, okay, I'm just going to be going now, like, do that with that information as you want, and tell people about it, you know, but it's like people don't know, and I want to know so that I could keep my phone 2 feet away from me, so I make sure my daughter never puts it against her head or never has it around her, you know? So it's not living in fear. It's living in knowledge and truth. so that we can be healthier and just watch out after each other, you know. I was talking to a professor yesterday, and he's like, I don't believe there's a small group of people trying to overtake us all and control us all. I'm like, telling him, professor, this has happened throughout all of history. Why do you think now is excluded? With the technology we have, they could even become more powerful and bigger. Like, and that's what they're doing. I mean, this isn't, you know, sci-fi or just a fiction story. This has always happened throughout history. And it's naive to think we live in a moment where it's not happening.
It's very naive. I mean, it definitely is a sci-fi. Like, I think if people would start to understand that it's a sci-fi, maybe we would take more risk and stop being so controlled. It's like, you know, it's because you want to face yourself. This is where you got. Most people are in fear of, like, actually seeing, you know, who they are. You know, I mean, because we all live here. It's the world duality. You know, you have the good and the bad, and it's just the way it is here. Like, we're never going to change it. It's not, and this isn't the first time we've been here either. I mean, we used to be very civilized, if anybody knows about Atlantis. I mean, and we burnt ourselves up there, you know, because we got all caught up in things that don't make sense. We don't leave here with money. Like, you know,
no.
We don't leave here with any of that. We leave here with ourselves, and it doesn't matter where you go in any dimension. You're still stuck with yourself. So we're teaching
yeah.
all the wrong things everywhere.
Totally.
Like, we're producing in schools a whole nother set of kids that are going to go out and do all the same jobs again and think that this is what they have to do. And that's why we're here, because we don't have to do any of that. You can make sense of
no.
it. Yeah, we can utilize their education, but we can make sense and we can grow real food. And, you know, Kelsey has the John Ellis machine, and she's, like, selling, you know, water that has been I can't think of the word, but it's really good for you.
Oh, I want to know about that.
Go ahead, Kelsey.
Hey, it's Henry here. I'm with Kelsey. And, yeah, we have the John Ellis water. It's got a greater hydrogen bond angle, so it requires less energy from the body to split it into hydrogen and water and, you know, all sorts of other cool stuff. And, yeah, we're sharing that with people. And I just wanted to ask you, Yvette, have you seen your daughter share kind of like her experience with vaccines with other children or other parents with the knowledge that you've given her? Like, how does she interact with people about the whole topic of vaccines, with how you have educated her about what's really in them and, you know, how lethal they really are?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, since I started on this journey, I've lost some friends. I've had some, you know, friends and peers in school block me from social media and not talk to me again. And so she's seen, you know, I didn't know that was the reaction I was going to get. I thought, oh my gosh, I thought people want to know the truth. You know, I thought people would want to see my sources and for fear, I guess, you know, they wanted to shut me out. And I think because they're really scared that polio and measles will come back if we don't vaccinate, and these epidemics are going to come back and kill everybody. So they're scared and they cut me out. And so she's seen that happen. But she is knowledgeable on what's going on. And we have a new baby in our family who is the parents, you know, decide they do want to vaccinate. And it was kind of an issue because they, but my daughter was concerned, you know, like in front of him, like, you know, not to their face, but to me when they were around, she's like, Mom, they're going to vaccinate. And she's very concerned. And I said, I know, honey, but it's their choice. Like, I gave them the paper. I can't force them to read it, and I can't force them. All we could do is just pray for the new little baby in our family, you know. So she is concerned. She does know all about them. She was beside me the whole time I'm researching them at home, you know. So she's seen all the hard work I've put into it. She's really smart, and you know, if she finds out a friend of hers is getting vaccinated, she shares her concerns, you know. So it's good to teach our kids, you know, because, you know, when I'm not around anymore to know that I've done a good job, you know, sharing with her all the information that I can, that I've learned along the way. So, but she is also aware that it's a very controversial topic, and unfortunately, you know, kind of unnecessary, I guess, drama, I could say, happens when really it's just a conversation that should be had, and on both sides, you know, to listen and not shut down, and really just stop, you know. For me, it's like this country is so good at dividing things, whether it's Republican, Democrat, you know, anti-vax, pro-vax, that we're too busy fighting each other and really talking, making necessary conversations that need to happen to bring awareness and change. And so I really encourage, like, you know, to stop dividing and to stop fighting and to just communicate, you know, because, you know, it was, you know, it's hurtful, like, you know, to see friends and family just kind of not want to have this conversation. So I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, that's very cool. Thank you. Yeah, it's cool because children, you know, they're really aware. They don't have the experience that, you know, adults might hear, you know, this lifetime, where, you know, you might have to explain things, you know, like they have to learn to speak, they have to learn to walk. But once they kind of figure it out, you can explain them things and they can understand. Like you said, your daughter understands vaccines don't make sense. And, you know, she can see that, she can probably see the effects that it has on people that do have them, maybe not physically, but maybe in their other bodies that Mary mentioned, like their causal or their memory body, their emotional bodies and these things. So it's cool. Children are really aware. And yeah, thanks for sharing.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, my daughter, I remember one time she told me, she said, "Mom, this sounds crazy, but I just got to tell you something." And I'm like, "What, baby?" And she goes, "Well, I don't remember it, but I know, I just know for a fact that before I was here, I was someplace else." And I thought that was so precious, you know, that she felt this way and then shared it with me, you know. So it just,
yeah,
you
that's
know, what you
cool.
were talking about reminds me of that conversation.
Yeah, that's really, really cool. And so, like, when you talk to her about, you know, the vaccines, and she sees other, does she notice other people's, like, reactions when they've had vaccines, or
Yes, she does. I have a friend that I've known since I was 14, and her son is 14 now, but when he was 2, he was talking, you know, mama, dada, you know, and walking and responding, and he was so, so cute, and he's still cute, you know, but he was talking and you know, like a 2-year-old would, that talks, you know, not too much, but some vocabulary. And she brought him in to get his second rounds of MMR, and he was sick, and she told the nurse, I don't feel comfortable giving him all these vaccines right now. And the nurse said, "Oh, he has to catch up on his vaccines. He's going to be fine." So the nurse vaccinated him, and he, you know, went into a deep sleep, which now I know is brain damage when they go into a deep sleep like that. Well, I've just heard, you know, some doctors share that, some neurosurgeon doctors share that. So, you know, he may have gone into a brain damage. Something happened. Neurodegeneration did happen because he never spoke a word again. And he just kind of makes noises, but he never, ever spoke a word again. And he's 14 years old right now, and he still hasn't spoken a word. And he still is unresponsive, doesn't respond to his name. He was more responsive and talking at the age of 2 than he is now at 14. And you know, my daughter knows him. He's very big. He's a big 14-year-old. And, you know, he's very strong. There's times, you know, I've walked past him and he's just, not to be mean, but he's just kind of pushed me or got excited and I went flying, you know, and his mama's little too. And so he's just a big, strong guy. And, you know, my daughter knows that that's a vaccine injury. So she's seen firsthand, you know, the damage it can do. And she's very aware. And so, yeah, it's sad. I you know, I wrote this paper, no matter how many friends I lost, I wrote this paper for mamas like my friend, you know, that never had got their kid back. And some of them, and so many of them died. I have friends who their babies have died and after being vaccinated. And so this is, I mean, during this research, I've just literally cried and cried all night and been like, what are we doing to these babies, you know? And losing friends is nothing compared to what's happening to these mamas. And that's why I write this paper. That's why I share what I share, you know? And that's, no matter how much hate I've gotten, it's all worth it because I'm doing it for these mamas, you know? And I don't want any more moms to have this happen to. I can't tell you how many moms I've seen say, I was a pro-vaxxer and I'm so sorry for hating on you guys because now my kid is vaccine injured and if I would have listened to you guys, this wouldn't have happened, you know? So I mean, just letting mamas know the truth may help them make a decision that can really help save their babies. And to me, you know, it's all about saving the babies, really. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool. Like, what you're doing is wonderful for so many people. And for some people, you know, they've just been led to believe for so long that the government is here to help them. And, you know, when it's so blatantly obvious that what the vaccines are is poison, it's so hard for people to believe. But, you know, just creating awareness and putting it out there for people to see it if they choose to is wonderful. And yeah, I really appreciate you coming on and sharing with us. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much. I'm a new follower now. I can't wait to hear more from you guys. And I just, and you know, go on your website and learn so much from you guys. And this is what it's all about, really, is connecting and sharing our information with each other, you know, and helping each other be more aware and learn how to live through this life, you know. So I'm just so thankful for this opportunity. I really, really appreciate it. And yeah, I'm just so thankful that my paper was received after I wrote it. I did pray. I was like, I hope this paper doesn't become ignored and people receive it. People who want to know about vaccines, it'll get into their hands.
Yeah, hi, you are super beautiful. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I just wanted to put out there that we have the group on Facebook called Parents Against Vaccines, and there's over 2,000 groups we've created with wonderful worldwide educators and Duane, the great writer. But if anyone listening wanted to join that group, because there are discussions about the vaccines in that group, and there's also a pinned post or an announcement post at the top that has books 2 and 6 by Duane, the great writer. And you can get the book there, download it for free. We do appreciate any donations, or you can go to our website and purchase the book and read it. But I just wanted to put that out there for anybody that did want to learn more about what we're talking about. And if you wanted to segue in there through learning about the vaccines in the group as well. Go ahead, Mary. Thank you.
Yeah, you are so beautiful that, and we couldn't even touch on all the information. Like, you have put so much work. You have touched on everything that makes sense about vaccines and gave it a very legit, educated, because we could sit here all day and talk about all the terrible things that are happening, but we could just read your paper, and it's down there with down to a T on how they would affect children, and it's showing up everywhere. You know, what is in that paper is showing up everywhere, but even more so, you go into the history of everything. And one of the things that I did want to touch on was you talk about how babies, they don't fully produce antibodies. And what I can't understand is in the medical field, how we can't understand that. And why we would vaccinate at such a young age. Like, how does it even make sense to, you know, put something in the body that's supposed to trigger an antibody response if your children don't have antibodies? So what is it really doing in there? And how come nobody can see that? Like, how come we're, you know, gung-ho, like, as soon as they come out of the womb, we're like, here you go, have this. If it's not even going to do anything, if it's literally not going to produce any antibodies, to, you know, protect them, but in fact, it's just going in there and it's poisoning them.
Or if you could explain that better, that would be great.
No, you explained it perfectly. And babies don't. So the whole point of vaccines is introducing a virus to the body. So the body produces antibodies against it, so it fights it. So then when it comes across the disease again, it's ready for it, right? The body recognizes it, this virus, and it says, we've seen you before, and we know how to attack you. And that's really kind of the concept of vaccines. The thing is babies don't produce their full antibodies till they're a year old. And so they especially don't have anything the day they're born. And that's why we're one of the only countries that vaccinate the first day and even the first year. I heard Italy doesn't, require vaccines the first year and the first day. And just a lot of other countries, they don't, you know, recommend it or, you know. And so, but, you know, in this country, we mandate it, right? You know, the first day, I mean, they want to put Hep B inside of your baby's blood and vitamin K, which is a black box warning, which causes fatalities. It makes no sense because, you know, and there's a nurse who is pro-vax that I read her my paper this week, and I talked to her about the antibodies, and it was like a light bulb went off in her head, and she was like, oh, yeah, wow. Well, you know, it's like people aren't piecing this together, and she's like, yeah, that's true. And then so I overheard her talking to somebody else, and she's like, yeah, she's still kind of pro-vax, but she's like, but I overheard her tell somebody, we don't need to inject all these poisons into these babies. This is way too young. We shouldn't be doing this. So that's really cool that this point really stuck with her to where she's going to have in conversation now, no, we shouldn't be poisoning these babies. It's just pure poison. They don't even have antibodies. This isn't, you know, right what we're doing here. And so, I don't know why that conversation isn't being, you know, more talked about in the medical field. But when I discovered that, when I came across that, I was just like, whoa, this is huge. This is proving that we're just poisoning these babies.
Yeah, like
no wonder America has the highest infant death rate, you know.
Really though. Really. And yeah, I work in the medical field and I'm like the walking anomaly that everyone's like, she's crazy, you know. And I can't even believe she's a nurse. Like, why would she say things like that about vaccines? But I mean, here's another outlook. If there isn't anything wrong, like why are we fixing it? Like why are we still producing millions of vaccines? Well, okay, so 72 vaccines, right? And this is climbing. If there isn't anything wrong, like we don't even have a breakout of anything, you know, people aren't looking. The breakout that we have is like mental disruption and immune system functions and allergies, and like this is the breakout that we're having, and we're still like, and let alone, not only is it the breakout that we're having, but we don't even have a choice. Like it's not a choice. Like they just do it. They have this. They have a, you know, what is it called? They have like exemption. They can just keep making them. And like, this is okay in the medical field. We're supposed to be saving people and we're always liable for saving people. I mean, I can't make one chart mistake without being reprimanded for it, but we can make a whole line of vaccines that, first of all, we don't even need, but second of all, that we shouldn't be injecting into babies because they don't have an antibody response. And I'm the one getting in trouble. It's insane.
It's totally backwards, huh? And one thing I think people have to realize, which I just discovered this year, is that Bayer's and Merck, you know, the people that are responsible for basically the production of our vaccines, they started off in the early 1900s in Germany, and they were a part of the eugenics program, and they helped with the eugenics experiments in Auschwitz during World War II. So the same people making our children's vaccines are the same people that were doing those eugenic experiences in Auschwitz during World War II for Hitler. Hitler was not a biologist or a scientist. He was not doing these experiments. These experiments were being done by Bayer's, by companies that are now in charge of our medicine. So we are on a bigger scale, you know, that was just a test run. This is, you know, this is the real experiment. And that's why we're vaccinating that, you know, the first day. And that's why vaccines are being mandatory, because this is an attack on our species and our people at this level. And so that's the answer to why this is happening. I always, during the last few years, I'm like, why? At first, when I first discovered, you know, all these poisons and the synergy of these ingredients together and the damage it's going to cause on biological pathways, I thought, oh my gosh, these manufacturers, they don't know. They don't know, you know, what they're making, and they don't realize that the synergy between these ingredients is causing problems. And then finally, after 3 years, I came to the conclusion that, oh no, they're way smarter than me. They know exactly what happens. They know exactly what's doing. They've been doing these experiments for hundreds of years. They know exactly what they're doing, and that's why it's being mandatory. That's why they're murdering people for sharing this information. And, you know, whenever I start to doubt myself, I look at the murders. I think of Annie Fairbanks. I think of Dr. Bruce Halstead. I think of these doctors that have lost everything for stepping out. And I almost want to tell the pharmaceutical company, like, hey, if you want to continue to deceive people, please stop with these murders, because it's those murders that give me the green light that I know for a fact to not doubt myself.
Yeah. With everything going on in the vaccines, I mean, we know that it's not right, and we know that it's poison, and we're here, we're telling people, you're writing papers, and there are more people that are showing up. And it's fine. People are going to decide what they want to at the end of the day. But with that being said, what are maybe certain cures that you use, or natural, you know, if you're not using Tylenol, do you use something else with your daughter? Are you doing something with food, or how do you keep healthy?
Yeah, that's a great question, because just because I'm not going to vaccinate my daughter doesn't mean that I don't understand her immune system, right, and how the immune system works. And what people need to realize, I mean, even when these epidemics happened, they, like the measles rate, it decreased 98% once sanitation came along, once they cleaned up the streets of poop, once they, you know, because back then their sewers were running into their drinking water, you know. So by sanitation, these epidemics, you know, decreased, and you could even prevent epidemics from sanitation and keeping clean and washing hands. And so, by the way, in the measles, that you know, after that decreased 98%, it wasn't until 20 years later the vaccine came out, which is in my paper. I know you guys know, but if anyone's, you know, listening, then I wanted our, you know, the people listening, I wanted them to know that.
Oh, yeah,
vaccines, share away. Yeah, I wanted them to know vaccines didn't eradicate diseases. So that was a lie. So how do we prevent epidemics, and how do we keep ourselves healthy? So my daughter, as soon as she starts getting sick, I get turmeric, the actual root, and I chop off a little piece, and I have her eat it, and I make her warm. I boil some water, and I put a lot of lemon in there to alkalinize it, and I give that to her along with the turmeric and garlic extract. There's a compound in garlic called allicin, and it's an antiviral, antibacterial, and antifungal. So I get the extract, but you can just eat the cloves, you know, and I just pour that in water and give it to her. I put thieves oil, which they call it thieves oil because the robbers were robbing the grave and killing the oil, because it's thieves oil, but
how do you
they call it thieves oil? Well, it's a blend. So thieves, like a robber, you know, they were robbing the graves. So they were thieves, right? And they didn't get the epidemic because they were robbing frankincense, myrrh. And if you look up thieves oil, it'll tell you the third one. I can't quite remember. Maybe it was lemon. I'm not sure. I don't know. But I know it's frankincense and myrrh. These have antiviral properties. So I'll rub some of that on her spine. You know, and another very, very important thing that is not taught in schools or medical schools or in the medical field is morning sunlight. You know, sunlight in general, but morning, you know, the first 2 hours and the last 2 hours, the sunlight is the best. And you get vitamin D production also. And I just learned this. I didn't learn it in school, but I learned it from a biophysicist that worked at Stanford. The morning sunlight produces neurotransmitters responsible for over 200 important biological pathways in the body. And so when we think of our children, you know, wearing sunglasses, because this a lot of this production of melatonin and dopamine, 80% of it is produced through the retina of the eyes. So when we put on our sunglasses and go straight from our house to our car, to our work or our school, and we're indoors all day with fluorescent lightings, our dopamine production is decreasing. And our melatonin production is decreasing, which causes sickness, depression. It causes chronic diseases, so many different things. We're not getting that morning sunlight. And then we're going at home at night, being on our computers with the blue light. The blue light is the same kind of blue light as the sky, but we're not getting the sun with it. And so our glutamate levels are rising, which can lead to obesity, neurodegeneration, depression, so many different things from this glutamate rush without the melatonin and dopamine production. So the synergy of things, you know, is really decreasing our health when really we need to just, even if you just spend 20 minutes in the morning without any sunblock and letting the sun kind of hit your eyes, and if you expose your radial and medial veins to the sun, it can help clean out your blood, because even in the hospital, when they have you know, a virus or bacteria that they need to sanitize the area or the room, they bring in these lights, and they're the same lights that the sun emits. So you, if you put your veins out into the sun, it literally can sanitize your blood, which is amazing, you know. And just 20 minutes in the morning sun, and if you reduce your blue light exposure at night, you could even get blue blockers, which me and my daughter both have. So if she wants to watch, you know, a mermaid show or some cartoon at night, we wear blue blockers and we make sure we're not on the screens within 2 hours before going to bed. Sometimes that doesn't quite work out. Sometimes we get in within that 2 hours, but that's our goal and that's our best. You know, we do. And we don't have a TV, we have a computer. And so I've never had a TV. I grew up without one, but you know, you could rent movies on the computer. So, And just reducing blue light exposure at night. Don't sleep with your cell phone plugged in or anything plugged in around you. That'll disrupt your REM. And during REM is the only time your body heals. So I don't know. I just keep talking. I'm like, you guys still there?
No.
But knowing these things can really, really help build your immune system naturally. So vitamin D is so important. Vitamin C, you know, you can, you know, get it. You know, the morning sun, it's so funny because the more I study about medicine, the more I realize morning sunlight, breathing exercises, because that's how you can bring oxygen to your cells, and water, the right type of water, which your friend there has and I want to learn more about. But, you know, so water, sunlight, and air, who would have thunk that those are the best medicines, all the medicines in the world.
Are all natural, and the sun just shines.
For free.
Well, yeah. It's funny because they want to own everything. I mean, they own the sun, they own the land, they own the rain. I don't understand. Yeah. It just does for us. But
exactly. So, yeah, we see a lot of, you know, suicide rates are going up, you know, as well, especially in young children. And it's because they're wearing, you know, hats and sunglasses. We're taught that the sunlight is bad for us. You know, we're taught everything backwards. And so we're not getting the sunlight. So our dopamine levels are reducing. And also the HPV vaccine has been shown to lower dopamine levels. And even in their trials before it went out, there was suicide rates, you know, within the test subjects, within the girls that were in the trial for it. So there was a lot of suicides from the get-go. So, you know, I mean, really just sunlight, happiness, love, and laughter, and don't inject anything in your blood. Like God made us, you know, perfectly. We don't need to try to do anything right in there. You know what I mean? Just the only thing that we should be putting in there is just the sunlight. So...
And also people like us that are going to share away And we're going to stick to the truth. And when anything shows up, it's just a reminder that we're doing the right thing. Just like your paper. I hope you don't stop writing. I hope, you know, that, I mean, it doesn't have to always be about vaccines, but you have so much to share to help people. But maybe your next book will be something about all the wonderful ways to supply real health to yourself.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I love writing. And so thank you for saying that, because that, you know, I would love to be able to, like, all the things I just talked about, like, I didn't know, and I wouldn't know unless I learned, you know, what I learned in school, but also what I learned outside of school from other, you know, professionals and people and biophysicists, really, you know, because they learn the relationship between our bodies and these frequencies. So I would love to, you know, write it all down and try to give it to as many people as they can, because there's a lot of people that are getting sick, and really it's like if they just go outside and enjoy the sunlight 20 minutes, oh, they'd love it, and they have no idea that that could help them feel better, you know.
And probably not wear sunblock ever, because that's not good for you. And there's like natural ways of sunblock, like there's carrot oil. I actually have a whole list of them. I've printed them out before. I have shared them with people. But sunblock that we buy at the store is not good for us. Everything's absorbed through our skin, and mostly everything that you put on your skin. I mean, women, we have it the worst, right? Like makeup, lotion, lipstick, hair supplies. It's all toxic. And if we just get a little bit more natural, if we can, I mean, because it's just getting worse here. But
for
if
sure,
we start
yeah, they,
to.
I mean, women to have like 300 chemicals on them a day. And I remember one day when I started learning about neurotoxins and compounds and chemicals, I went through all of my stuff, my lotions, my soaps, everything that I put in my body, and I looked at each ingredient. At the end of the day, I had nothing. I threw every single thing away, and I was like, wow, I can't believe every single thing that I had that I put on my body was poisonous. And so now I wash my hair with baking soda, apple cider vinegar, Dr. Bronner's, you know. My deodorant I make with coconut oil and baking soda. That's it. So, yeah, and I'm interested in the natural sunblocks that you said that you have. You know, I'd love to have that list as well. And that's what this is all about, is sharing what we know and helping each other.
Yeah, definitely. I have a question, and I think there's a few people on the line that may have a question for you as well. So after this question, I'm going to hand it over. But your daughter is homeschooled, right?
Yes, she is.
Yeah, so, and you were saying, because it's, like, good that we all work together. I think I remember you hearing, because it's really hard to homeschool at this point, right? You know, all of us have to work, and there aren't many choices to go and do that. But you were suggesting some ideas, like, you know, well, or maybe you just got lucky. You were lucky enough to maybe find someone around in your town that's still homeschooling, and I guess you're friends with them, or?
Well, I'm lucky to, she goes, well, I guess I probably shouldn't say the name of her school. I don't, on here. But,
yeah.
She goes to a homeschool where they have classrooms. So, I mean, and I could personally, you know, send you that information, but I mean, I'm sure it's named differently in other states, but there's these homeschools that have like actual school, like buildings, and they have classrooms. So she goes to English, math, she's taking sign language, Spanish, you know, science. So she goes to these classes, and, it's not from 8 to 5. You might be able to set something up like that, but you're right. A lot of people work 8 to 5. I was lucky enough to be going to school full time. So I just took her to school with me. So I went to, you know, Redlands University, and I brought her with me to my classes. She even went into my neuroscience lab and dissected a sheep's brain and a cow's eye with me. So that was kind of, you know, fun for her to be able to learn how to dissect and be in, you know, a lab like that. But not everyone is able to do that. So I think the answer really is finding a school that maybe has classrooms, and community really is what's going to help. If all the moms that want to homeschool come together, and I do know of a mom who does this,
in the desert here, they go to each, like, the moms help each other. So, you know, like, one day the kids will all meet at this house and they learn math, you know, and then the next day they all go to the other person's house and they learn, you know, English there, you know, so these, we could come together and create a community. And if there isn't one, then try to start one, you know, try to start one in your community, put something out there saying, I want to homeschool my kid and I need six other moms that are interested in homeschooling theirs, and let's put something together, you know?
Yeah, it's a great idea. Yeah. We definitely, thank you. Does anybody else have any questions?
Is Sandy here? Is the president of the new homeschool here, Sandy Staling?
Yes, I'm here. I just want to thank your guest for a very informative and wonderful program. You know, we each teach each other and we learn from one another. And especially when we pay attention to everything that we experience in the present moment. And children are so precious, and we should see them as such. They're not commodities. They're not something that, you know, we don't treat with great love and respect and everything else that goes along with that. Childhood goes by so quickly, and I remember reading one time, I believe it was Paul Twitchell, who had said that by the time a child reaches six, most of the thoughts and feelings are already formed in that child. So it's, I think it's utmost importance that we get to them before then, before they're six for sure, and that we learn to communicate with our children. And that they have wonderful dreams. I remember being in my crib, in my mother's bedroom, and I remember the dreams to this day I had back then. But of course, I was into the system and I was vaccinated, et cetera. Wish I hadn't been, but that's kind of water under the bridge. But it's just, they're so wonderful. And if we learn to listen to their dreams and listen to how they feel and they think, they have thoughts and feelings that are very, very good. I did that with my children. I never allowed my children TV. I went to a newsprint store, and I went and bought, a lot of times it was given to me, huge rolls of newsprint. I bought tons of crayons, tons of chalk. Colored pencils, if the child's old enough to use them. And I laid them down on my kitchen floor. And to this day, my daughter draws very good cartoons, and my son ended up doing engineering. So they didn't grow up. We were on a farm, too, besides. But they did go to school. But I did a lot of things at home. We discussed dreams. We had little lessons we talked about, a certain set time of day where we talked about our dreams and fun things that we could do together. And we went on nature walks. Of course, I was in Wisconsin during the summer, and we picked wildflowers. They were able to tell me what type of birds there were eventually. We came across deer. It was we did pictures with the flowers and the milkweeds and the other weeds that we found, or the insects that had died, or butterflies we found that had already gone to the other side, and came home, we made pictures with them, and they loved doing this. They loved doing these things. My son wasn't interested in music, but my daughter was, so she took an instrument, and we sang. We did all kinds of things, so I know this program isn't on all of that, but and it was on the vaccines and how we're poisoning our children, which shouldn't be. They have a right, too. So I guess I've talked enough here. Anyone else?
Well, I just want to say thank you so much for sharing that. The
out of all the titles one can be, you know, doctor, president, you know, queen, whatever, scientist, I feel like mother is the best title. And just listening to you talk gave me really wonderful ideas to be a better mother. So you just gave me a priceless gift right now. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
Your house seemed wonderful growing up. It's just like you can definitely see your heart through your voice. And I'm so thankful that you're like, you know, in charge of, I don't know, just like being in a position where you're guiding children. And it's really beautiful. And I'm just so happy that somebody like you exists. So thank you for sharing what you shared.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Yvette, for showing up today. Thanks for writing your paper. We wonderful worldwide educators, we're always here. We have a new homeschool page. We have many pages. We have books. You can look up Mary Duffy on Facebook, Kelsey Lynn Brown, Dwayne Heppner, Dwayne the Great Writer, Henry Draper, Eric Oak. These are just to name a few. We're all coming together to work together to help teach everyone, including ourselves. We're all learning here. That's why we're here. And if anybody wants to reach out to me, I'm here in Delaware County. I'm definitely looking to homeschool or facilitate a homeschool. That's what we're doing. Thank you so much, Yvette.
Yeah, thank you. And I wanted to know if, like, you had my paper available for people. If, like, somebody's listening and wants to read it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering, how they would.
No, I have it available. Actually, we all have it. It's posted on many of our pages. I actually, and I suggest everyone would do this, is to print out a copy because, you know, just like how they're searching through your computer or even how the one website where you're there and you cite the information, but now you can't find it. I mean, these things are happening all over the place, so it makes it really hard to find the truth. I have a printed copy, and I have the website, and I have even the download that you gave me to share.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and if there's anything you'd like to add, please do so, or anyone.
I'm just so thankful for the opportunity. Like, it's really lovely, and I wonder, like, if there's a way, I don't know if this is recorded, like, I'm just learning about your channel, and I love it so much now, but if my daughter wanted to listen to it later, is there a way to listen to it, or?
Actually, that's a great question, and so every other Thursday at the moment, so, you know, today was a live blog talk radio with you, we'll actually have a new homeschool Skype session, so anyone can contact me, Mary Duffy, on Facebook or on Skype. You know, we can exchange numbers. We can add people to Skype, and we'll have Skype sessions actually for the kids. So my kids, they sing New You, and sometimes when dreams come up, we'll talk about them. They've been helpful so far with, you know, Patrick wasn't feeling so good and how the dream came up, and they're a lot of fun to talk about. And it's almost kind of like what we did here today, and whatever people want to bring to the table, and also introducing the kids that want to become more aware, because the kids are the future, and the more aware they are, the better future we have.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Yeah, that would be really fun to be a part of. Thank you so much for that information.
Yeah, just keep in touch. I mean, you can, you know, Facebook, or you can call me anytime, we'll definitely just keep in communication. And then, you know, your new mom friends that are around that want to join in or would like to teach the kids about something, I mean, this is the idea, to work together, and we have a good platform for it.
Yes, you do have a great platform for it. Thank you so much, and thank all of you so much for your heart. And all the things you've shared, and yeah, a lot of gratitude.
This radio show, if anyone wants to re-listen to it or even download it, just go to blogtalkradio.com/Kelsey Lynn Brown. It's Lynn with an E. So, or you can contact me on Facebook. My name's Kelsey Lynn Brown. I'm all over the place on Facebook with many different accounts and profiles if you need the direct link to it. But it's on blogtalkradio.com/Kelsey Lynn Brown, and it'll also go on my SoundCloud channel and my YouTube channel, which are also labeled Kelsey Lynn Brown. And on my YouTube and SoundCloud channel, there is a playlist specifically for the new homeschool. So there's some experiences that have fortunately been recorded and shared from some of the kids that you can go and listen to as well. And you're welcome to download this recording and re-upload it to your own channels anywhere, make a video out of it, whatever you would like to do to share and contribute to this worldwide wake-up that we're all here doing.
Yeah, thank you so much for all that information. I'm just like, I'm so happy that all of you exist, you know, where I live, you know, like I said, I lost some friends. There wasn't a lot of support. My family is now coming around, but at first they're like, what are you doing, Eva? You know? And so I really felt alone. Like I truly, truly felt alone for the last 3 years. There wasn't really one person saying around me that's like, you're doing the right thing, Yvette. So it was really just kind of, I mean, besides the moms that reached out to me with vaccine-injured kids, and that's what kept me going. But it's so beautiful that you all exist and you all are doing what you do. And it's just beautiful to make this connection. And I'm so thankful that you're spreading this information to people. And so, again, I'm just so thankful to make this connection. And I feel really, really blessed. Like, I feel like, you know, all these years, you know, I put into this paper, I'm finally getting the reward of connection, right? Because you saw the paper and then, you know, wanted to reach out. And so I'm reaping the rewards of, like, people who are receiving my paper, reaching out and being able to make these connections. And I'm learning so much from all of you. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. It's mutual. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, and I hope to talk soon.
Yeah, I would love to anytime. Absolutely. There's, you know, you guys mentioned so many other topics that are important, and it's just fun to talk about them all and learn about them all and then make adjustments in our lives that can keep our children healthy and then teach our children so they can make their children healthy and so on. And you're right, we've been doing this a long time.
This is true. We're all going to keep coming in together every other Thursday. So today is the December 20th, the next new homeschool meetings for moms. And I really hope that you'll be there. Miss Yvette will be January 3rd.
Oh, yes, absolutely. That sounds wonderful.
Yeah, so invite your friends. And I think we'll all talk soon. If anybody, Kelsey, you wanted to wrap it up with anything?
I'll wrap it up. All right. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today and talking to Miss Yvette and all of the wonderful information we've all shared with each other. Tomorrow, we're going to be having another show. This is going to be part 3 of our weather warfare program. We're going to be talking to Rick Duarte, sorry, I'm not pronouncing his name correctly, but it's going to be part 3. I'm going to be talking about directed energy weapons, and that will be with Kelsey and Henry hosting that show. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. And as always, you can listen back, connect with us on Facebook or anywhere else and join some Skype calls. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Blessings.
All right, everyone. Bye.
Bye. New you.